Exclusive, Ed Martin assumes powerful DOJ post. Greatest job I could ever envision to target weaponization. By Bradley J. on May 10, 2025. Ed Martin has a message for the forces who blocked his nomination for U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. Be careful what you wish for. A group of establishment senators, led by Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, blocked President Donald Trump's nomination of Ed Martin for U.S. Attorney, USA, for the District of Columbia. An incredibly powerful post with a crucial role in Trump's America First agenda. But don't cry for Martin. Trump has appointed him to a powerful new role within the Department of Justice, which he detailed on Breitbart News Saturday with host Matt Boyle. It's classic Donald Trump, right? That somebody tries to block him and block his pick, and he decides to double down, Martin told Boyle. This is probably the greatest job I could ever envision. Trump announced Martin's new role in a Truth Social post Thursday. Ed Martin has done an amazing job as interim U.S. attorney, and will be moving to the Department of Justice as the new director of the Weaponization Working Group, Associate Deputy Attorney General, and Pardon Attorney. In these highly important roles, Ed will make sure we finally investigate the weaponization of our government under the Biden regime, and provide much-needed justice for its victims. Congratulations, Ed. Martin is not wasting time. Attorney General Bondi gave us marching orders when she got in, and we have a working group that's already been meeting, Martin told Boyle, saying the group is already overwhelmed with the amount of work to do. There's no limit to what the Biden administration was doing. Investigating the weaponization of government and serving as pardon attorney to aid those harmed by the weaponization fit together perfectly, Martin believes. We saw the government used against the citizens. One of the things we have to do is get the citizens back to where they should be. And that's going to include some people that need pardons, right? He told Boyle, singling out those targeted on January 6, pro-life advocates, and law enforcement officers as some of those targeted by weaponization. Trump installed Martin as interim USA for DC to jumpstart the work of the crucial office. USA offices usually take time to build momentum in new administrations, Martin explained. From the beginning, classic President Trump, he has a vision, right? Martin explained. In Washington, D.C., you couldn't do what we usually do. What you usually do is you nominate a U.S. attorney. And it takes 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months, and the first 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months, you've got an acting, someone who's not invested. President Trump put me in on day one and said, go and fight today and fight like hell, so that we can make this thing work. And then, if I get confirmed, fine, if you don't get confirmed, well, we'll keep working on other stuff. Despite Tillis torpedoing Trump's pick, Martin is proud of the monstrous success in reorienting the office in a short time, rare for an interim USA. After all the politicization of the office, we turned to fighting crime, 25% drop in crime in 100 days, that's what we did, Martin said. He has confidence his replacement as interim USA for DC will continue his work. Be careful what you hope for, guys, because Judge Jeanine Pirro is my replacement. And I don't know if you've ever met her, she's smart as hell. She's tough as hell, and she's not at the point in her career where she needs anybody's approval. Martin said, touting her desire and ability to continue the office's new direction with the same fervency. Martin explained the success his office achieved in its role in Trump's first 100 days as well as the office's unique role among all USA offices, and why powerful forces did not want him there. The office is a great place to do the right thing, Martin said. You ask why people are nervous. They're nervous because if you're not afraid of the swamp, they suddenly realize, this guy might not be afraid of the swamp. We better try to trade this guy out. Now Martin will have an even higher perch from which to pursue his passion, exposing and fighting the weaponization of the government against its own citizens. Boyle pointed out that much of the weaponization and the rot, the politicization at the Department of Justice really goes back even further than the Biden administration, particularly to Barack Obama's administration, and asserted that Martin has his work cut out for him in his new role. Martin is eager to take on tasks of investigations, prosecutions, and reforms. American justice, at its best, and best in our history, is about the truth, which needs to be out there, he told Boyle. It's about accountability, which needs to be attained. And it's about healing, helping the people that were damaged. And so we got to do all three of those. Crossfire Hurricane documents are finally being revealed, Martin said. And he is turning his attention to Russiagate as well. Insisting Americans should know why and how in our national intelligence classification system, we allow 51 intelligence officers to sign a lie. But that's the tip of the iceberg, with Martin praising Bondi for her work so far with the Herculean tasks of investigating the countless issues of weaponization. We've seen athletes being targeted. Pro-life being targeted. Jack Smith being out of control. January 6th, being destructive on citizens, he ticked off. We have a list that we were charged with from Attorney General Bondi that we're working through now. The list is going to expand, because the president knows. Like I do. That weaponization didn't stop with any single list. Martin will pursue the evidence wherever it takes him in his pursuit of truth. We've got to get to the weaponization everywhere it is, he said, promising to pursue the truth, complete exposure. Not spin, not Liz Cheney, Select Committee of Propaganda. Total truth. He's locked in on holding accountable those taking part in the government's role in the COVID conspiracy too. I've been working already in my office with Bobby Kennedy on COVID, Martin told Boyle. There were so many lies told to us on COVID. And again, we're going to get the truth out, and we're going to find out who did what, when. And look, Fauci was pardoned, but not everybody around Fauci was pardoned. So we're going to see who did what, and we're going to, again, tell the truth, get it out there, hold them accountable. And then help people that were damaged to heal and get pardoned if they need to. Martin's enthusiasm for the new role is clear. And with a man known in Washington and beyond for enthusiasm for his work, that's bad news for anyone in his sights. It's a great time to be alive, Martin said. There's a lot at stake, and I'm excited to be given a chance to do this with, for President Trump and with these great people in the government. That's good news for American taxpayers, and trouble for anyone who exploits them. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.